being we are right up on April 1st. We believe that this was the time of year, the lambing season in Israel, when the Lamb of God was most likely born. April 6th in our calendar will be Nisan 1st in the Jewish calendar. Nisan 1 was the date when the tabernacle was raised and the veil was put up, separating the Holy of Holies. That veil and that tabernacle was a type of the flesh of Christ. So we think that even being that it was lambing season, the story of Christ's birth is obviously in a time of warmer weather, to anybody who pays attention, and would be a very good time for a taxation, because a lot of the people would be traveling and be near ready to go to the feast. They would be having money at this time of harvesting and so forth. It would be good weather, lambing season. And so, most likely, Christ was born in the season of the spring. Possibly on April 1st, or would be Nisan 1st in the Jewish calendar. Nobody knows when Christ was actually born. God, for his own reasons, did not make that well known, as he did the resurrection, which we celebrate weekly. And so the world has chosen to put great emphasis on the birth because it's an opportunity to party, which is what they do. And we don't want to put more emphasis on the birth than we do on the resurrection or the life or the teachings. Mm-hmm. It's not appropriate. But this morning, we want to focus on the birth of our Savior. I'm going to read some scriptures this morning. You have a schedule in your hand. Brother Nathan will lead out in the hymns as we come to them, and the different men will read their portions of scripture as their time comes. I would appreciate if you just stand up where you are, read loud and clear your portion of scripture, and then the next song will begin. After I read this scripture, we will stand for the first hymn, but then from there on, the readers of scripture will stand, but we will remain seated. It's on. Oh, the video? No, we won't video today. There's no need to video. So I'm going to begin reading some scriptures. Your part today is to forget about all that's going on around you, all that's going on in the world, and I want you to think about the incredible multi-generational program that God designed, that he made happen in his time. Regardless of who was on the throne, regardless of what empires rose and fell, God made sure that his program happened in the proper time and place. I have an extra here if anybody did not get one. Or needs a program. But I want you to lose yourself in the 6,000 year program that's been taking place on this earth. And understand that the God who set this in motion and accomplished it will finish it. And that's what we need to be aware of. So, this morning, March 31st, 2019, let's listen up. Genesis 3:14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 49:9. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Numbers 24:17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 11:1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of the eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Isaiah 52. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He is despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to shame, put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he should be called, the Lord our righteousness. Daniel 9:25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
Emmanuel shall come. Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. And
Amen. in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou least among the princes of the Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. But being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Is the strength.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, and great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Yeah.
Luke 2:15-40. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, and the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight.
Come and worship God.
Come!
16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Let's stand for prayer.
One thing that stood out to me was that as Joseph thought on these things, when he realized the situation that Mary was in, he thought about it, and the Lord could give him instruction. How often do we act too quickly before we've had time to think things through and for the Lord to give us direction, that we can cause some major problems
right.
by being too hasty? That's not to excuse being procrastinating when we know what we ought to, but sometimes we need to give things more thought before we step.
He was meditating on what the law would have him to do as well. The most striking thing about all this that we have meditated and pondered is that it is history. Facts of history.
Mm-hmm.
Prophecies made thousands of years before fulfilled. And now we look back on not only the prophecy that has been preserved by our Heavenly Father, but the fulfillment of those prophecies in a way that no one could have harmonized or orchestrated other than the Supreme Being, the Almighty God. He has laid this out over the fabric of history in an incredible way to show us the immutability of His counsels, the faithfulness of His promises, the sureness of His predictions. And now we, what privileged people we are that we have this all recorded in a book from time immemorial. And we can ponder not only the prophecy, the promise, the lives of those who looked for this, wondered if it would be, longed for it, but we can see the actual coming of it. The way God orchestrated it, the way it actually happened and played out in history, and we can see the effects of it on the entire planet for the last 2,000 years. And now the question is, what are we going to do with it?
Something that struck me is thinking about how many of us, after living some on this earth, or I hear most people that they say they wouldn't want to have to do it over again. They wouldn't want to have to go back and redo it. We were stuck here and told to occupy. But Christ, looking on from heaven in a perfect location, saw all the pain and suffering that we had incurred on ourselves, and was willing, from that perspective, to choose to come down and live it all, knowing that He was subjecting Himself to suffering along with us in the curses that we put upon ourselves, and to take a hard path and live a life of perfection in a cursed environment. And then ultimately he knew His end was going to be. And Him coming into the world isn't just like the rest of us coming into the world where we just came into the world and we'll figure it out sooner or later that we're here. He chose it from a totally different perspective. It was a well-calculated perspective. He knew exactly what He was doing and exactly what He was getting into, and He chose to do it anyway. It was an incredible act of selfless love for us.
We can see that the first coming of Christ, that God calculated it to benefit the humble, the faithful, the believing. God calculated it in such a way that the arrogant, the haughty, the worldly minded would not benefit from it. Jesus was born to a poor carpenter who lived in Nazareth. He was born in a very humble way, but he was the seed of David, just like God said. He was the seed of Abraham, just like God said. And yet God shrouded his entire life in such a way that the humble would see it. The humble would be saved, and the proud would be repelled. God always works that way. I've seen it my whole life. I see it in Scripture. That the humble are drawn in, the proud are repelled. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. The humble have eyes to see, the proud can't see. The humble have ears to hear, but the proud can't hear. The humble have hearts to understand, but the proud don't get it. God is incredibly intent on that subject and that mode. And the same God who promised the first coming and orchestrated it has promised a second coming. And he will orchestrate it as well. He has promised a judgment day. He has promised a kingdom. Again, the humble will get it, and the proud will not. And so therefore the Scriptures exhort us, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. And that's what we need to do. Before we take communion, let's have some prayer for those who want to lift up their heart to the Lord, and then I will close in prayer as usual.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you help us to grasp what you've done for us, Lord. I know it's beyond our comprehension to a degree, Lord, but I pray you help us to try to forget all the distractions of life and focus on you and what you've done and what you want us to do. Lord, I pray you would help us to follow your example to the best of our ability and humble ourselves. Lord, it must seem so foolish from your perspective for you to humble yourself and come to work and suffer so much for us, and yet we, these tiny created beings, are so often proud. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me where I've been proud, Lord. I pray that you'd help us to humble ourselves daily before you, and to let that humility show in our actions of submitting to your will each day. Lord, I pray you'd help us to have the gratitude we owe, to live a life that would glorify you for what you've done for us. Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you for all your many blessings. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Father God, I thank you for your care and watching over us. I pray that as you're looking down on our lives, our actions day to day, the reputation others around us see, we would be seeking your will, not our own. We would be seeking to advance your kingdom, not our causes. Father God, I pray that
Please remember. Remember all that you did, from humbling yourself to born on this earth, to dying for our sins, Father. That we would remember that carefully and clearly each day, and that it would show in our actions, our attitudes, our interactions, Father. I pray that we would always be more than willing to humble ourselves and seek your face, follow your will in all that we do. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift to us, Father, through sending your Son to die on the cross, Lord. He humbled himself to be able to be our Redeemer, Lord. I pray that as we take advantage of that, Father, that we'd be very grateful and thankful for the great price that he had to pay for our sins, Father, to save us from hell, Lord. Father, pray that we'd all be driving with a single eye, a single goal, one spirit after your, furthering your kingdom, holding up your standard of truth, Father. Lord, thank you for this oasis in the midst of much confusion. I pray that you would help us all to stand strong, Father. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and thank you as we remember this morning what you did for us in our history. And the most important thing, Lord, that you are willing to come down and subject yourself to live on this earth from a glorious kingdom where you were. Subject yourself to being mistreated and abused by your creation. Lord, we thank you so much for that. We understand that if that had not happened, we would be hopelessly lost because of our transgression. Oh, Father, I pray that our lives would reflect the gratitude that we owe you. That we would not, because of that sacrifice that you made, that we would not adopt the spirit of laziness in our Christian life. Because we know there's a way of salvation. Woe to any who would try to mock God and take advantage of his benevolence in that way. Father, I pray that this morning our hearts would be touched, and that we would, with great determination, press forward in the spiritual battle that we are in. That we would learn to recognize the true enemy, Lord, the enemy that hung you on the cross, who tries to work and divide, even today, your people. Help us to recognize him in all the forms that he shows up in, and be able to fight a successful spiritual battle with your help, Father. Give us the power, give us the wisdom, Lord, so that we can come and be with you in your kingdom. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name for the bountiful blessings that we have and the freedoms that we have. And Lord, though we have many difficulties and many challenges, we're all here together.
We're not being hauled off and burned at the stake and all the horrible things that happened to people who loved and served you, Father. We have many blessings to count in spite of the griefs that we bear. Help us to focus on those, to be a grateful people to you. We love you and thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name.
Our gracious Father, what a blessing to know that above and beyond all the powers that be on this earth, there is a righteous and just Father who has the power to judge, to control, to execute, and to bless. A Father who will have His way. A Father who is sifting hearts, watching lives, seeking the precious fruit of His vineyard for wonderful plans ahead. Father, You have given us this hope. You've given us ample evidence. Father, You've displayed Your character and Your love, and You've clarified Your word through the Son of God that descended, born in a manger, born in a stable, worked in a carpenter shop. Father, it's a story like no other story. There's nothing in this world that compares to Your story. The story of our history. The story of life on earth. Father, we look at it, we marvel. We are astonished at Thee, as the Bible says. Kings look at such a story and shut their mouths. There is no story like Your story. There is no love like Your love. Oh, Father, forgive us for the days in our past when Your birth and Your life were not as meaningful as they ought to be. Forgive our world, Lord. We are sorry. We are so sorry that our world is more concerned about Santa Claus and gifts and fun than they are about the truth. Abba, Father, may this little flock, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, may this be a place where truth stands. May this be a place where righteousness, honesty, truth is more important than personal pursuits and sentiments. May we be a people that render again according to the benefit done to us. May we be a people that properly reciprocate Thy great love. May it be our desire. May it be our thrust. May we not be satisfied with anything less. May our passion be to be what You envisioned Your people to be. Father, I pray that You would be honored. That You would be pleased. That the Lamb would receive the reward of His suffering in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Silent night.